I train myself to use my inner vision. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I train myself to use my inner vision. Using my inner vision is quite a wonderful experience for me, because when I use my inner vision, I have all sorts of illumination that brightens my life, that marks my world, that tells me everything is going great. And when I see that everything is going great, I am just filled with light and love and happiness. Today is a very special day here on the campus. We're going to honor Ingeborg Puckert in her wonderful bon voyage journey to the next dimension that she is already on. And she left on the 12th for that wonderful bon voyage definition. Now, she's a remarkable lady. She came to campus so many years ago and did so many things while she was here. And she was a tough old bird. She stood up for whatever she wanted to do, and she did what she wanted to do, and she always did everything she did very well. She's a sparkling light in the life of many people. The wonderful thing that we all come to appreciate is that when we notified people that Ingeborg had taken off on her journey, they all wanted to say something beautiful about what she had done in touching their lives. What she had done in touching their lives and making their life a little more beautiful, a little more wonderful. How she had taught them to listen to their inner vision. How she had taught them to listen to the sparkle within themselves. We oftentimes think that we'd like to learn to listen to our inner vision. We'd like to train ourselves to listen to our inner vision. Well, she was certainly one who did that very well. She had her times of meditation, her times of introspection, her times of learning, and she loved nature. She loved the cats, and she loved the plants, and she loved her wonderful Shangri-La. When she came to campus here on the wonderful Absolute Monastery campus, she had been at our other campus, and she came here and she said, "This is the most beautiful place on earth. This is the most heavenly spot I could ever imagine for myself." And I said, "Ingeborg, we have 6 houses here, and I am going to have you be in charge of one of them, and you may do anything you want with it. At the moment, we're not going to be using it because we have plenty of houses to use, but it's where we have our barn, we have our storage for our archives, for our books, and we have a nursery, and we have a little house, and the little house is a very lovely house, but it's not been maintained properly. And we have a very lovely yard and a pond around the house. Now, Ingeborg, you do anything you want with that. And if you need to have help occasionally, to have one of the handymen come over and help you take care of the lawn and do things, that'll be done." Well, she did just that. But she surprised all of us in the area around the house. She took care of it. And she made a very lovely garden of flowers blooming out of that area. It was just a very transient area between the house and the barn and the road. And it wasn't what would be called a very spectacular or beautiful area, but she made it that way. She made it that way, and she made sure that all of the plants were beautifully watered there and that they all came out. She lived from her inner vision. She saw something that the rest of us had not taken the time to see because we had not taken the time to train our inner vision to see it. but she trained her inner vision to see it. Now all of us have the opportunity to train our inner vision. I train myself in how to use my inner vision, and I train myself to use it every day of my life. Because constantly I'm looking at the students who are coming into the University of Healing. Constantly I'm looking into the monks who are working on the campus of the University of Healing. And over the many 30 years or better here that we've been on the campus, many wonderful things have taken place. Many wonderful adventures have taken place, and many lives have changed, and people have found their own inner light. They've found their own inner attachment to something grand, more grand than anything on the outer could ever be. They listen to their inner light. The miles and miles on the 104 acres of the campus of the monastery, the miles and miles of meditation trails here invite all of our people, me especially, to go walking every single morning. Almost without fail, I walk the monastery grounds every morning, the 104 acres, delighting in all of the growth of the various plants that happen along the way, delighting in the quietness, the peacefulness, and spreading my love over every inch of the miles and miles of trail that are meditation trails throughout the campus. It's not a difficult thing to do, because once I have said, I am peace, and once I have said, the campus is peace, then wherever I walked, it was peace. I trained myself in the use of my inner vision to see everywhere this wonderful peace. And people who come to visit the campus, people who are tradesmen who know nothing about the training of the University of Healing students, all feel this peace. They all feel this contentment. They say, wow, what a lovely, can I walk these grounds? Can I walk around here and see it? And we say, this is only for the students. This is only for the monks. Why can't I walk here? Other parks are there available for it, and you can go to other churches and other organizations, and they let you walk their grounds. They let you go around and see what's all there. Well, this is a little different than other organizations, because the campus grounds of the University of Healing and the Absolute Monastery are designed for people who want to be in total peace with themselves, who want to have an inner vision. And that inner vision allows them to feel content with themselves. The tradesmen, the people who come on our property who are not aware of what we're teaching, they feel and sense this inner vision. They sense this inner peace. And this inner peace can only be had by you yourself being yourself. You cannot take your inner peace and offer it to anyone else. You cannot offer it to your family members. You cannot offer it to the people in your world. But you can live it. And when you live it, then you are a radiant example of what it is that you live. We always are an example of what we live and what we believe, because our life is out picturing it. If we are peace, all our activities in our body are peace. If we are peace, all the activities in our world are peace. If we are peace, then we are peace. And if we are peace, nothing in the outer world disturbs us any longer. We're not dead. We're quite alive, very much so. But we are untouched by the outer world and what might be seemingly be its activities. For we look at the world and see the world through our eyes of peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is that inner vision radiating through my life from who I am. It's not the outer vision. I don't look at other people and say, they must do this, or they must think that, or they must act this way or that way. I have no thought, no desire for what another person must do. My only thought, my only desire, my only goal for myself is to live in the peace that is my inner vision. I train myself to use my inner vision, because if I don't train myself, I can be tempted to see the world as other people might see it. And if I see the world as other people might see it, then I see the world with all of its dilemmas. Ingeborg saw the world as she saw the world. And she wasn't always one who everyone said, oh, I agree. They had to take a second glance to see what she saw. Because she saw from an inner vision. She saw from her deepest heart. Now, as I'm saying these things, Rex is sitting here on the couch next to me, and his big brown eyes, he looks at me and he says, yes, you're right. You're right. Rex always likes to snuggle up to people who have that inner vision, who have that inner peace in their hearts. And he knows very well what it is. Can we have the ability of a dog? Can we have the ability of our pets to sense this peace that's in us and around us? Do we have the ability to go around and love everyone and sense everything that is good? And anything that is not to our highest and best, we let it alone. Or we surround it with our love and we say, all is in peace and all is in divine order. But we let it alone. And we go into our own inner magic, our own inner soul, our own inner vision. And listening from our own inner vision, we see and we hear and we know that all is right with the world. All is good and very good. We go by the tenets we have been taught, the teachings of the Bible, the teachings of our parents, the teachings of the world, the teachings of everyone who does not have an axe to grind, everyone who merely lives in the contentment of their own heart. When I take the time to live in the contentment of my own heart, when I take the time to train myself to use my inner vision, when I take the time to do that, I feel it is the most valuable time I have ever exercised in my life. It is the most valuable moment that I have ever encountered in my life. It is the most valuable gift I have ever given to myself. To be at peace, to know peace, to know the inner peace, to know the inner light. And in knowing this inner light, I feel all is right with the world. I feel all is right with me. I have left judgment aside, for nothing else really matters. For I am doing what my heart tells me to do. I am living what my heart tells me to live. And I am seeing what my heart tells me to see. I am seeing the inner vision. Am I the only one who can say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me? Am I the only one who can say that? Am I the only one who empowers that for me and my world? Am I the only one? Or is everyone in my world saying that same thing? Empowering that same thing? Delighting in that same experience? And I say, yes, everyone in my world is in peace now. Everyone in my world is in harmonious balance now. Everyone in my world is in love with themselves and their creation right now. You see, I'm the creator of my world, and you're the creator of your world. We all are the creator of our world. And we ask ourselves, have we created a good and beautiful world? And the answer is yes. Are there any areas in our world that need improvement? And the answer again is no. Everything is created perfect in the beginning and is now perfect and will always be perfect. And I have the inner vision to see that. I have trained myself to be aware of my inner vision that sees all things in their ideal state. And as I see all things in their ideal state, I feel the most wonderful feeling in the world, because nothing else really matters except what I see. Do you see what I see? Do you see all the world as beautiful and good? Do you see all the world as marvelous and wonderful? Do you see yourself? Do you see yourself wonderful and good? This is probably a beautiful thing to train ourselves in. How to use my inner vision of seeing myself wonderful and good. Seeing myself whole and perfect. Seeing myself the ideal right now. Today, with me, take whatever it is necessary to take in time and place to be still and know that you're God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that all is in divine order. And say to yourself, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. My inner vision shines forth with all the peace on earth. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There's now peace in my environment, and it began with me. There's now peace in my universe, and it began with me. There's now peace in my family, and it began with me. I am peace. I am peace. My inner vision sees peace, and it is my reality. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I train myself in the use of my inner vision. I train myself. I make a definite decision to train myself in the use of my inner vision. I make a definite use, a definite choice, a definite direction for me to look at myself and say, I am peace. I am peace. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Oh, wonderful. And when I like myself, I will recognize that every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. When I like myself, I'll recognize that I am a good trainer of my body and affairs to all be in divine order now and always. I am a good trainer. I train myself. I can do that. I train myself to use my inner vision to see who and what I am and who and what I always am. And I am that now. And it is divine, it is wonderful, it is beautiful, it is all that matters. Yes, as Ingeborg trained herself, as all of us train ourselves to use our inner vision, I know it is done now. Join me in that knowledge, for it is the truth. about you and me now and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.